Another very interesting vignette is found in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, and it is especially with the verb vayishlach, and he sent. It is the narrative of David and Bathsheba, and I believe the author builds an argument to teach wisdom around the repetition of the verb vayishlach, and he sent. It starts off with David sending, vayishlach, sending for Bathsheba. She comes to David, and he commits adultery with Bathsheba. And then he, vayishlach, he sent her back. He finds out that she is pregnant, and so, vayishlach, he sends for her husband to come. Her husband comes, and instead of going to be with his wife, Uriah stays with David, showing his loyalty to David. David then, vayishlach, he sends Uriah back to Joab, and he tells Joab to put him in a place where he would die. Joab obeying David, and then we're told vayishlach, he sends a messenger back to tell David that he doesn't have to worry, everything is okay. When you see this repetition of vayishlach all the way through this text, one begins to wonder, where is God in all of this? It appears that powerful humans are able to send around little people and get by with it. And by this repetition, without any intervening of the Lord, you wonder, how can this be? Where is the Lord in this process? And this is what often seems to happen in life. Powerful people will often send smaller or little people around, and it appears that there's no one to plead their case. But what is interesting about this great text is that the final vayishlach comes from the Lord himself. We are told that the Lord vayishlach, and he vayishlach, he sends Nathan to David to tell David that he is the man who has sinned, and God is going to bring judgment. It is significant that when we look at this, it's like there's a lot of vayishlaching going on, but the final vayishlach comes from God himself. And in life, the Lord will have the final word, the final sending, as it were, or as it is, in judgment. And so it's almost like we could say it's payday someday. People may seem to get by with their actions, and it's as though God is absent. But the text teaches he will have the final sending and the final judgment. We see the same use of the word vayishlach or yishlach, and that is in the book of Exodus, chapters 5 to 15, where shalach is used throughout that text. Moses comes to Pharaoh and he said, God has said, shalach my people, send my people away. And Pharaoh replies, who is God? I am the God in these parts, and I will not shalach your people. And back and forth there is this debate, shalach the people, I will not shalach the people. And the verb is repeated throughout the text. It is significant, however, in Exodus chapter 15, after the Lord, through the plagues, then delivers his people through the Red Sea, that the text has a Song of Miriam in which God sends or has sent and delivered his people. Again, the final sending belongs to God, the final judgment he will bring about. It may appear that human power reigns in this world, but these texts teach us that the Lord will have the final word and the final judgment.